time you stick something in your foot, you have to go to old man Giovanni's to me.
Live right there.
You have to go to old man Giovanni and get that. That's what you dreaded the most about. That's why you took care you didn't get cut. Or you wouldn't say nothing about it. But then 2 or 3 days later, got infected, and Mama seen you were limping or something. Let's go get a haircut. And all them clippers, you know, you pull them like the old time clippers?
Yeah.
Get a haircut by Uncle Howard next door. And you got a haircut, once every 3 months. But that was a haircut. Kojak. Everything come off. Zoop. Everything come off. You just didn't go get a trim or a huh. That one, no such a thing as a trim. You got it cut off. You got it, cut off, right?
Okay. What I was going to ask you is when you got your first clothes that you'd wear to church, you know.
Yeah, the pants and shirt, all that. Sort of a dab, it was, I don't know what they called it, it was a striped pants. Everybody had black and white stripe, but it wasn't exactly white. It was a dull beige, something like what you got in your shirt there.
Yeah.
And the stripes were kind of light gray. They used to call that, I forgot what they called it here.
Salt and pepper?
But they didn't have such a name. They had a secretary, but that was the first. That's when the pants started coming out. Belt pants. Well, you had that, and that, and a white shirt made out of, you know, regular cotton like you. Not the fancy white shirts like yesterday, when the material was soft, you had to starch and iron it at that time.
Yeah.
Not press. That was the first pants and shirt, and you would have to go to church.
Okay, now if a man had, he might have only one good.
That's right, that's what you knew. You wore this Sunday to go to church, you get it, you're not supposed to get it too dirty, in case if something would come up during the week at a baptism, you had to go to or something like that. You get to wear it twice for the wash. And the third time I had to wash on, like on Thursday, to get it ready for next Sunday to go to church. That's all you wore that for. That was hung up. And you fooled that.
What they called, if a man's old suit wore out, he'd go out and buy.
Get another one. Get another suit. Just like the one you had before. No difference. Same kind of, this thing was new. And they take that when you made dish rags out of there, or something you use around the house. You didn't throw that away. You didn't throw that much away. That was used for something else.
Well, how old were you when you first got your first new?
I'd say I was about, maybe 9 or 10 years old, maybe 11, could be 11.
You got a new?
I got a gingham, gingham pants and a shirt and that. Boy, I tried that thing on for half a day, just looking at myself in the mirror.
Oh, okay, well, if someone had an old suit, it was a... Well, you know, if his old suit wore out, he'd go out and buy.
Get another one, just like it, but a little bit newer, you know.
New?
A new suit.
Yeah. Now, if it had, do you remember back in the old days when they'd have three pieces to it? It would have the three pieces, what would it have?
The three-piece suit, like the vest, the coat, and the pants?
Yes.
We had that, I wore that along, and then we got to that, everybody had to wear a vest. I remember when I had a little suit with a vest, it was about time for me to make my first communion when I had I got a vest. It was kind of silk in the back, part of the vest, and the front was the same material as the suit. Well, that, man, rich people afford that. You was in an upper category when you had something like that.
Now, you might say, well, a coat, it might not fit you this year, but the year before it.
Yeah, but then your brother got it.
Yeah.
The coat didn't fit you.
Yeah. But the year before it. It doesn't fit now, but before it
did fit. Yeah, it would fit. It was good. You know, it fit me the year before, but it don't fit me anymore, so I have to give it.
When you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them
bulge.
Yeah. Did y'all like you have nuts or, you know, also?
Yeah, persimmon. You know, you had a lot of fruits on the ground. You used to pass by somewhere, you see a persimmon tree, see a 4 or 5, or pecan. I didn't fill your pockets full of pecan, right?
Yeah.
Go home with that, full of persimmon. And by the time you get home, somebody slap you on the pocket, the persimmon juice all over the pants, you're in trouble. You know, real trouble. Or Japanese plum, and you had a lot of that on the ground out too.
Yeah.